about 12:30 at the rack, got a couple hours. People were asking me, "Hey, Grease, does that bother you? Not getting any sleep like that? You go to bed, you're up 2 hours later, rocking and rolling, only 2 hours sleep." I say, 2 hours sleep to a fighting man's a lot of sleep. I remember there was a time in my life when I'd go 2 or 3 days without getting any sleep. Because a numb, to sleep was to die. See, we owned the roads in the country in the daytime. But in the nighttime, the VC owned it. They'd be out there mining the roads, turning our claymores around, yelling at us! And when we had a listening post, an LP, far outside our lines, it was imperative that we stay awake all night long. Imperative! Because if you fell asleep, the VCs would slit your throat. That's why I was really adamant that everybody stay wide awake. I was really adamant that everybody kept their eyes open, or else I'd kill them myself. That's the kind of guy I was. Back when the name on my uniform said Grease Winelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury! Crying Tree, 1967. We were on an LP, deep outside our lines. And as they called the men around me, Prokopic, Herskovitz, Marshall, Donna Jenkins, Shapiro, Watson, Vibish, De Lorenzo, Perez, they were all there. I said, "I'm going to be serious with you men. Any man that sleeps on guard duty endangers us all. I will be making periodic rounds tonight. If I catch you sleeping, I will strangle you right where you sleep. I will grab a garrote, loop it over your neck, put my knee on your back, and you will die. Instant court-martial." The men didn't believe me. Some of them were smoking at Maui Wowie. Some of them were chuffing on a Mekong Delta's finest. Sure enough, about 1 a.m., I checked on Herskovitz. There he was. I took out my wire, I looped it over his neck. And I squeezed it! I squeezed her. Picked him up and I threw him in the center of the camp. I said, "Look at that! Look at that!" All the men were wide-eyed. I said, "That's what happens to people that sleep on guard duty. Am I making myself very clear?" Shapiro organized the burial detail. And get that dung out of my face. The men, needless to say, were wide awake after that. All except for the new man, Marshall. Had a chip on his shoulder ever since he joined the unit. About 3 a.m. I check on him, and sure enough, I grab my wire again, still with Herskovitz's blood on it, and I loop it over Marshall's neck, and I put my knee in his back, and I picked him up, and I threw him in the center of the camp. I said, "Shapiro, bury the maggot! Let me show you how guard duty should be run. You guys check on me. Here's my wire. I fall asleep. You can conglomeratively strangle me." But sure enough, I sat there, wouldn't you know? After all that action, I start feeling drowsy. And I can see the men are peeking at me. They're just waiting for me to drift off. And they're just waiting for me. Because they'd like nothing better to catch me in a humiliating circumstance. A couple of the close friends of Marshall and Herskovitz were waiting to strangle me. And yet I couldn't keep my eyes open. I didn't know what I was going to do. Finally, I broke off a length of bamboo and sharpened it into a point and inserted it through my fatigues into the bomb bay doors. Every time I felt myself slipping into sleep, I just sit down a little harder. I was wide awake. Wide awake. The men were watching me. They couldn't figure out why my eyes were open so wide. Every now and then I'd go, But I was determined to stay awake, to set an example for those around me. About an hour later, I had no trouble at all staying awake. bamboo pole or no bamboo pole, when I heard a sound that made my blood run cold. Incoming! Grab some real estate! Done about 45 minutes. Finally, it tapered off. It tapered off. I said it tapered off. It tapered off, and we were left with that stillness that follows any battle, the stillness of death. I stood there smoking a camel, watching as the dust off came in for the wounded. I was walking around doing a body count when a general from behind the lines, some pot-bellied desk soldier that got choppered in, was walking around with me, helping me with the body count. In all the excitement of battle, I'd forgotten that the bamboo pole was still in the Bombay doors. And as the general walked with me, he glanced and saw it there, grabbed it and removed it. Looked at it for a second and said, "Sergeant, I kind of thought it was customary to make punji sticks after you take a constitutional, not before."
Captain Records breaks its...
We got lots of maggots. We got lots of maggots.